Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7. Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the celebrity buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, Jess, before you get into what you have for celebrity buzz, I have two clips that I wanted to play. WWE SummerSlam was over the weekend. We've been talking about it. Here goes Logan Paul putting Jelly Roll through a table on the top rope at SummerSlam this past weekend.
McIntyre now putting Jelly Roll, who's just knocked out cold. Wait, he's out cold. Whoa. Logan Paul climbing to the top of the ring post, toasting some prime.
Here's your viral moment, everyone.
And a splash through Jelly Roll through the announce table.
Wow. I mean, it was unbelievable. And Jelly Roll, I think he got hurt and they had all these people run over to him and they like left him alone and they went back in the ring. But I think Jelly Roll got hurt. He ended up coming back, but I think he was something. Hurt for real. So
something was going on.
But that was a great match, by the way. That was a good match on Saturday night. And of course, last night, everybody's talking about the John Cena versus Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes, though, ducks underneath. Cody's got John hooked. Crossroads.
But he ain't giving up there, Cole.
Cody still has John hooked. Another crossroads.
Will two do it? That's the question. I don't think Cody thinks so.
Is Cody going for the trifecta?
Oh, my gosh.
A triple crossroads to Cena. Cover by Cody. And now Cody Rhodes on his feet, title in hand.
No remorse, Cody. This is what both men signed up for.
John Cena back to his feet. He catches Cody. AA, attitude adjustment.
The ring's torn up, by the way.
Cena going for another one. John with an AA. And he's not going to do it that way. He's going to do it his way.
Oh, God. A super-powered version, Cole.
John Cena with Cody on his shoulders from the second rope. Cena looking to power Cody up. John Cena.
Oh,
my God. To the middle of the ring to retain the championship. Cody kicked out.
Again, Cena versus Rhodes, SummerSlam. John Cena picking the belt up, handing it back over to Cody. Cody Rhodes saying he's sorry. They're giving each other the hug. Cody Rhodes crying. All the things. John Cena raises Cody Rhodes' hand. There you go. Just an unbelievable ending to the fight last night. And, you know, a lot of people also talking about CM Punk. And, you know, he ended up winning the title. That was on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And he was champion for about 5 minutes. And then, you know, all of a sudden Seth Rollins comes out, cashes in his Money in the Bank.
I want to see that.
That was wild. That was wild. And he walked out. Now, you know that's a setup.
Of course.
For WrestleMania. Yes. That'll be tonight, yeah. I'm sure. They'll recap and they'll talk about it coming up on Raw tonight on Netflix. But another big happening last night on SummerSlam, another big superstar returned. And check this out. This was at the end. John Cena's in the ring. You know, everything's quiet.
Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy this while you can. We have 4 months left to enjoy the greatness that is John Cena.
Then all of a sudden, the return of Brock Lesnar.
Holy shit!
Oh my God!
It's the Beast! It's the Beast!
The Beast is back!
Brock he looks Lesnar. So different.
Brock Lesnar! Brock Lesnar! And that SummerSlam!
Look at his hair. Why is his hair like that? Looking dumb.
He looks so different.
Yeah. There he goes with the jumping. That's what he does.
Hell has come to the Battlelands.
Now, you know, this is a setup.
Wait.
He comes down.
Hold on. I'm looking at the look in John Cena's eyes. It doesn't look like he's ready to greet an old friend here. There's a smile on the face of Brock Lesnar.
Let's not use the word friend when it comes to Lesnar and Cena. This is a man that has beat the hell out of John Cena.
Yes.
This is a man built for one thing.
And now Lesnar into the ring. And Brock Lesnar with John Cena on his shoulders. Brock Lesnar with an F5 to John Cena.
There he goes. He slams John Cena and does his signature move. And
a man who has dominated this event.
That ends SummerSlam. That's how SummerSlam ends. And yeah, there you go. It's good. It was good. Getting good.
Look at that.
Monday Night Raw tonight, guys.
Really good.
Get ready. The Raw after SummerSlam. Anything
good
else
stuff.
Good going on, Jess?
Good stuff. I don't know how I can top all that.
It was a SummerSlam weekend.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it is trending with Jelly Roll. We all know, you know, how you started off there with it. You know, he is a number one country music star. But after that match, people are talking about it, saying that this might be his new profession. He teamed up with Randy Orton against Logan Paul and Drew, and it was a sweaty brawl. They saw him get smashed through the announcer's table. And it definitely had everybody going wild.
Here goes.
He always says that this was a lifelong dream of his.
Another lifelong dream was CM Punk raising up the WWE Championship. Here
now,
goes,
ladies and gentlemen,
Seth Rollins.
Let's not forget that Seth Rollins is Mr. Money in the Bank. A little reminder, Wade. Seth has until next June to cash in the contract.
Enjoy your reign, CM Punk, because eventually, when the healing is over, I will be haunting you.
And then again, just so for people who don't know, you know, CM Punk, his whole bit was he's never been the champion
right.
like this. And, you know, he has never been like the number one guy. He came back. He went against WWE.
Yep.
He left and all this. And now he's finally champion.
Finally.
He's finally the number one on WWE. And as soon as he wins, Seth Rollins comes out.
Still playing mind games.
With his Money in the Bank.
Still playing mind games.
Here he is in the ring.
And another one.
Hitting CM Punk over the head.
Getting the hell beat out of him by Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins looks as good as new.
Oh, my God.
Now he wants to cash it in. Everybody goes nuts.
Ladies and gentlemen, Seth Rollins is cashing in his Money in the Bank briefcase.
You got to be kidding me. Punk is defenseless. Punk is helpless.
Unbelievable.
And new World Heavyweight Champion!
This could give you chills the way this went down.
Rollins!
Wow.
Rollins.
Why do I feel like I like them all?
Wow.
Again.
Look at Paul Heyman.
Why do you pay the Oracle Paul Heyman? It's because that man is a wizard at the machinations of this game, and he's pulled it off again.
Wow.
Kryptonite. Seth Rollins promised Punk would never be on top.
Comments.
Seth Rollins is here.
302-858-5117.
On that promise.
Did you see SummerSlam over the weekend?
Yes, Seth.
This was on Saturday night. Last night was the Cena and Cody Rhodes match. Brock Lesnar returned.
Absolute power has come to Rollins and company.
This game changes in the blink of an eye after an epic performance from CM Punk. 12 years in the making.
12 years in the making.
Of Mount Everest and didn't even have enough time to snap a selfie.
Unbelievable ending on Saturday night. And you know, Monday Night Raw after a big pay-per-view. Well, it's not pay-per-view anymore. It's on Peacock.
Seth Rollins.
After a big event, it's always a good one.
The ruse of the century.
Again, you want to comment on SummerSlam? Do you get a chance to see it over the weekend? What night was better? What was your favorite match? Let's go. 302-858-5117.